All right, we got Scott Horton here. We're going to do the mudslide round with him. So, first question. If you could eliminate just one governmental department, what would it be?
I'm going to have to say the DOD.
I figured that's what you would say. Yeah. That was, I either go DOD or the Fed. Because, you know, the Fed CIA. Funds all right. Yeah. That's
the Congress.
Yeah. Well, let's just brush all of it away. That's the ultimate answer. But
yeah.
All right. So Murray Rothbard has said that everybody is allowed like one exception to your principles, right? I can't remember the word that he used for it, but you know, kind of deviation. That's the word. Okay. What is your deviation from libertarian thought?
Oh, that's interesting. Well, I'm very racist against rollerbladers, but I can't say that I would have them persecuted in any real way. You know what I mean? Other than simply ridiculing them.
Yeah.
They don't even really exist anymore, right? That's like a holdover from things I used to hate back when they existed. So I don't even know.
I just bought a pair of
I'm good on everything, Mike.
I just bought a pair of rollerblades. So I'm going to get persecuted.
Kick your ass, dude.
See, there you go. There you go. Aggression.
Aggression right yes. there.
Yeah. Mine is people that listen.
I'll tell you
know
what, no, I mean, I'll tell you what it is, man. I've come to understand very well, and I guess I already knew this, but I've come to understand very well the idea of why you need impartial justice and not vengeance in retaliation for crimes. Like, hey, don't you butcher this guy's entire family because we've got it. We are going to get his ass for you.
Right.
And so whether it's the government or some other third party, right? Because if anybody ever messed with my family, I don't know that I would obey the laws of proportionate and immediate response within the libertarian rules, man. I might just actually lose my temper and do something wrong.
Yeah, I'm with you there.
So that's just a warning also to people to not mess with my people.
Don't fuck with me.
It turns out I am a monster in the right circumstances.
Yes. Okay, cake or pie?
Oh, pie. Yes.
I'm me too. Good answer.
Cake too. I gotta say.
Well, now, no, I don't cake, hate.
I like cake, but definitely pie if I gotta choose.
Right, exactly. Pickup truck or sports car?
Oh, pickup truck.
Yeah, I figured you as a pickup truck guy.
Of course.
Mountains or beach?
Beach, just because Texas has one. I don't know. We don't have any mountains around here. I'd have to go out to West Texas, I guess, to find a mountain.
Or you can go up to Colorado, I guess.
Yeah.
Cats or dogs or no damn animals in the house?
I got two cats and two dogs.
So you're free for all over there.
Yeah, man.
So what's your preference? Are you a cat, dog, or cat, dog?
Oh, if I was just left with one, it would be my dog, yeah.
Yeah.
But I like, man, I used to have this really great cat named Man who had one eye and was this tough, crazy guy and just one day disappeared. I never knew what happened.
Oh, man. My mom had
a... He was a good little partner of mine for... Like 04 through 12.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He was a good dude.
My mom had a one-eyed cat. It's funny. My mom had like eight cats. She was becoming the cat lady. But of all of those cats, the one-eyed cat was the best hunter.
Oh, there you go.
Which you wouldn't think because, you know, he's...
You know what? Maybe it's a thing about... I don't know.
I don't either. Okay. So would you rather be too hot or too cold?
Oh, I would rather be too hot. Yeah, I'm a Texan.
Yeah, me too.
Don't like cold. In fact, one time in the winter, me and my scumbag roommates couldn't pay our electric bill. And so the water was so cold.
Oh,
I had to take like a so cold shower a few times.
Ugh.
And I remember thinking it would be so easy for the CIA to get me to rat on all of my friends and family. They're like, you don't have to beat me up, dude. Just spray me with some cold water. For 45 seconds and I'll turn in my dad. You know? God's sake.
I feel that. Okay. Yeah. Favorite musician could be a individual artist or a band.
Oh, favorite. Number one, of course, always for all time, it's got to be the Beastie Boys, man.
That's
Public
good.
Enemy
That's
second, good. But Beastie Boys always number one.
Nice, nice. And last one, best book you've ever read.
That's
obviously not one that you've written. That's a hard question for those of us who are readers.
Yeah, definitely not those. Yeah, I mean, for all the rest of you, obviously the answer is enough already.
Of course.
For me, the best book I ever read. Huh. don't know. I mean, I hate all the books I read, right? Like, I'm trying to think of a novel.
they all really piss you off, right?
Huh?
All the books you read piss you off.
Yeah, like maybe a novelization of a Star Wars movie, The Empire Strikes Back or something.
Oh, there you go. That's good.
I guess I read The Hobbit and all that stuff when I was a kid. I don't really read very much fiction. And all the nonfiction I read is all just despicable horror show. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that I really value for how well it portrays terrible things and stuff like that. I don't know. I got a bookshelf behind me.
Yeah.
I wonder if anything's going to jump out at me. There's certainly a lot of stories on the shelf I'd like to tell, but that's sort of a different answer.
Right. Yeah, that's kind of a different thing.
Yeah, no, I don't think I like anything I see here well enough to say it's my favorite. Well, you know what? I have a book here, things I like about libertarian stuff. I know that I really, really enjoyed Tom Woods's / Ron Paul's Revolution Manifesto.
Yeah.
That was probably the book that I read that where I really felt good, like, oh, hell yeah, people are going to be reading this. Yeah. Man, how exciting. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
We're like, it was the vicarious thrill because Tom had done such a good job. As he told me the story, and I'm not outing him, the Washington Post wrote about this. As he told me the story, Ron had written down, I guess, on Post-it notes exactly what he wanted the book to say.
Yeah.
And then just Tom wrote it because the man was on the campaign trail.
Right, right.
So Tom was the one who kind of ghost wrote it and fleshed it out. But it was really Ron's book. But of course, Tom is such a talented writer that it just, the two of them together, it just came out perfect.
Yeah.
If anybody's never read that book, it's just wonderful. So I guess that'll be my answer, be the Revolution Manifesto. That's something that I read where, you know, overall, it's an upbeat book. And overall, it's the kind of thing where I got to be excited about, you know, the vicarious sort of thrill of knowing that other people were going to read it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Can't think of anything else that I read where I was like, oh, hell yeah, about it in that sort of a way, you know?
It's a good answer. I like it. See, that's why I call this the mudslide round, because it's supposed to be short questions, but they never are. So,
yeah, let me ramble and I'll come up with something to say.
All right. Well, that's the end of that. Thank you again for being on the show. You're the best.
Absolutely. You are.